Fort Wayne Police Detective Brian Martin says Miller was never on the initial suspect list until his brother took a DNA test.
There's so many people in genealogy using these open source databases. I mean, you don't have to be in. Your cousin, your sister, your brother, your great-great uncle could be in there, and that'll allow us to ultimately bring it down to finding you.
During the course of the investigation, an individual claiming to be Tinsley's killer left DNA and notes in locations around the area. That DNA matched DNA found on Tinsley, and investigators then confirmed Miller's identity through official DNA testing when he was a suspect. Tinsley went missing on April 1, 1988, while walking to a friend's house. She was found 3 days later in DeKalb County after her mother reported her missing. She had been sexually assaulted and asphyxiated. Miller faces 80 years in prison on charges of murder and child molesting when he is sentenced later this month. For WBOI News, I'm Barb Anguiano.